Hello, it's me, the M, the I, the K, to the E, hailing from the D, the Y, to the T. That's the abbreviation for the city called Dayton, and I'm sending you good sensations and vibrations, and remember, I'm just saying, I want to talk to you from the subject of they can't keep up with you. Again, that's they can't keep up with you. There are people out there who are wondering why you're working more than one job, why you're waking up at weird hours in the morning, why you're doing something and you seem quite obsessed with whatever you're doing, and they're saying that they're asking you all these questions about why you're doing what you're doing. They're making allegations about what about your health and this, that, and the third. And the issue is that their health is not exactly the best health, because the problem with them is that they're worrying about you and not worrying about their own health, which is declining their health. And then again, why would you want to listen to someone whose health is declining? But the issue is that they can't keep up with you. They are trying to place their limitations on you. And their limitations are exactly what we just said, is their limitations. You're of a different breed, a different kind, and what you're doing is what you're doing according to what you're gifted in. And that's the issue, is because they can't keep up with you. And the thing about that, it shows up in not always the most obvious way. Sometimes it shows up subtle. There are friends that you start telling your goals and ambitions to, telling them what you can do and what you're able and capable to do. And then they're saying, well, be careful to do this, or they're offering their information, but the information that they're offering is not from a place of love or concern. But a lot of times the offering of this information, this advice, is from a place of fear. But you don't live in fear, because you believe that doubt is the dagger that kills and the poison that takes your breath away. And I want you to continue to keep going at that breakneck, frenetic pace. The pace that you're going at, that you have studied, that you have prayed about, that you have worked for, that you know works for your individual vehicle. You know how it is with a car. You know the capabilities and the functionalities of the vehicle itself, what it can handle, what it can't handle. And the issue with you is that you are built with performance parts, high performance parts. So whoever that is that's in your ear telling you to slow down, to do this or that or whatever, they're saying that because they can't keep up with you. Because you, my friend, are a high octane, accelerating individual. Your energy level is high, and the happiness of people who are in the environment around you and that climate from what you bring are very highly energetic and excited people because of you. People's lives are changing because you're passing by their way. You're pushing people to do bigger and better things for themselves because they see you and they're saying, hey, they were alongside me. They came from a similar background and they had the similar story. So if they can do it, I can do it. And they're saying it from a place of inspiration, not a place of envy. Well, you've once again come into the land of Mike Believe, a place that makes Emerald City look like a pile of green rocks. Never, never land. Wish that it was never created in the first place. And Wonderland, wonder why it was created at all. And I encourage you to dream like you'll live forever. But please, pretty please, live like you'll die today. I quit!